This is the Warrior Kid podcast, number 28, Ask Uncle Jake. And this podcast is based on the three Way of the Warrior Kid books. The first one, Wimpy to Warrior, the Navy SEAL way. The second one, Mark's Mission. And the third one, Where There's a Will. And the books are about young Mark, who faces a lot of the problems that kids everywhere face. But Mark gets some help solving those problems from his Uncle Jake, who was a Navy SEAL and who stays with Mark in the summertime. And this podcast is for kids to hear some more lessons from Uncle Jake and also to get the chance to ask Uncle Jake some questions. And so here are some questions for Uncle Jake. The first one comes from McKenna, who is 7.5 years old, is out in Idaho, and asks, how hard is it to make your own code? So the question is about the Warrior Kid code, which is what Mark does in the Warrior Kid books. He makes a code to live by. And so I would say that it actually isn't that hard to make your own code or to write your own code. And to start with, you can actually use the Warrior Kid code in the Warrior Kid books. That's a good place to start. And then as you use it, you can see if there's things that you might want to add to it or things that you don't need, and you can end up with your own code. So that's actually what Mark does. And in each one of the books, Mark makes some changes to the code or adds some things to the code. So you can do the same thing. So it shouldn't be that hard to make a code. Now, another question that McKenna asks is, how does math apply to things? I imagine that McKenna's probably wondering why there is so much math to learn and to study, and when would you ever possibly need math? Well, I'm going to tell you, math applies to all kinds of things, even things as simple as making food, because in order to make food, you have to learn to measure ingredients. You have to know math if you're going to build things, because you have to be able to measure pieces of wood or pieces of metal. Even if you're going to buy something, you have to figure out how much that thing costs and need to know if you have enough money to buy it. So there's all kinds of things, and that's just the beginning, just a few of the things that have to do with math. So math applies to almost everything that we do in one way or the other. And the better you are at math, the smarter you will get, and the better you will be at everything. So even though you might not love it, keep studying math hard. All right, the next question is from Ava, who is 6 years old and from Texas. And Ava writes, my name is Ava and I'm 6 years old from Texas. My brother and I went to your gym a few months ago and had a good time. I am busy with dance and ballet. I'm having trouble in school reading and writing. My parents are explaining to me that my brain works differently than other people's, and it may be harder to learn to read and write, but my brain sees things differently and it will become a superpower. How do I not get down on myself? Okay, well, that's a good question. And I think this is something that everyone learns, and it's certainly something that Mark learns in the Warrior Kid books, and that is that everyone is different. Everyone is different, and that's what you're going to have to realize, young Ava, that everyone is different, and that means that everyone has some things that they're good at naturally and some things that they're maybe not very good at naturally. And here's something to remember as well. There is nobody gets to be good at everything. So you're going to have some things that you're good at and some things that you're not so good at, and that's fine. And so it sounds like you're good at dance and you're good at ballet, and those are in good skills to have. And maybe you're good at art, or maybe you're good at music, or maybe you're really flexible, or maybe you're really strong, or maybe you're really fast, or maybe you have a great memory, or maybe you're really good at talking to people. Maybe you're really comfortable getting up in front of a crowd. There's all kinds of things that you could be good at. I'm not exactly sure what they are, but I know that there's a ton of things that you're really good at. And then guess what? Maybe there's going to be some things, and actually there will be some things that are going to be more of a challenge for you. For you, it sounds like reading and writing, and that's fine. And over time, You're going to learn how to do them. And over time, you're going to learn that because they're a little tricky for you, you might have to work harder at them than some other kids might have to. But you will find a way to get them done. And that's another thing, is that what your parents are saying is right, is that because you might have to work harder, you might have to look at things a different way to understand them, that means you're going to be able to see things differently. And being able to see things differently is definitely a superpower to have. So it kind of happened to me. When I was a kid, I wasn't the strongest or the fastest kid on the soccer team. I had to find other ways that I could help. And what that meant for me was being a leader, trying to help organize when we were practicing, trying to help lead the stretching or lead the conditioning, or telling people what was going on in the field because I could see what was happening, or helping guys on the team to get along with each other. So even though I was never the star of the team, I was able to help the team win. And I think that you will learn to do the same thing. You'll be able to overcome these challenges that you have, and you will become the best person that you can be. Just keep working at it. And the next question is from Rylan, who is from Michigan and is 8 years old. And here's the question from Rylan: how do I beat my dad in wrestling? He is stronger than me. Okay, so here's what's going on. First of all, Rylan, I want to tell you that the important part about wrestling is not beating your dad. And believe it or not, one day you absolutely will beat your dad. As long as you keep training and you keep working and you keep focusing, you will beat your dad, because you are going to be getting bigger and stronger and learning more every day. But your dad, well, he might be learning more, but he's not going to be getting stronger. And at some point, your dad's going to be getting older and older. And there's going to become a time where you're going to be stronger than your dad. And it might not be for another 10 years or 12 years, but eventually, if you train hard, you will be able to beat him. And when you do, your dad will be proud of you. But that's a long time away. So instead of just wanting to beat your dad, I got a better idea. What you should do is just try and learn from your dad and train with him and enjoy spending time on the mat wrestling with him. Have fun with that. All right, next question is from Wyatt, who's 7 years old, from Oklahoma. And he says, my dad has been trying to get me to do jiu-jitsu, but I am nervous about trying it. What if I don't like it? Okay, so Wyatt, here's what's going on. You might be a little nervous about trying jiu-jitsu, and that's fine, because everyone's nervous about doing something that's new. But the best way to get over being nervous, because you're nervous about something, the reason you're nervous about it is because you don't know anything about it. It's a complete mystery to you. So the way you solve that mystery is just to go and do it. That's what you do. You just swallow those nerves and you go and you try it. That way you start to understand it. And when you start to understand things, you see that there's not as much to be afraid of. I wrote another book called Mikey and the Dragons, and that's what that book is about. So it's the same thing here. Once you actually do jiu-jitsu, you'll realize there's not that much to be nervous about. So the best thing to do is go and do it. Now, the other part of the question, if you don't like it, what if you don't like jiu-jitsu? Because there are some people that they just don't like it that much. Now, if you don't like it, that's fine. But I will say this, even if you don't like it, you should still do it. You should still do jiu-jitsu a couple times a week, at least until you're 18 years old. You should really train jiu-jitsu, because it helps you in so many different ways. It helps you become stronger. It helps you become more flexible. It makes you healthier. It makes you more confident. And of course, and most important, it teaches you how to defend yourself from other people. So you really should try to train. Even if you don't love it, then still give it a try. Now, I will also tell you this. I've known some kids that when they first tried jiu-jitsu, they didn't like it. And a year later, they came back, still didn't like it. And a year later, they came back, still didn't like it. And a year later, they came back, one kid in particular, he came once a year for 3 or 4 years. And in the third or fourth year, I think it was the fourth year that he came to try it, he loved it. So keep trying it, keep training it. And I promise you this, when you're 18 and you've trained for all those years and you know jiu-jitsu and you know how to defend yourself, you will be very happy that you have that skill. And that's probably why your dad is trying to get you to do it, because he knows that it's something that will help you in your life. And by the way, you don't always like everything that you do. And some things you have to do even if you don't like them, because you know it's going to be better for you in the long run. So go train some jiu-jitsu. Next question is from Savannah, who's 9 years old, from California. And the question is, what should I eat at parties when they don't have healthy options? Oof, I've been to plenty of parties like that where the only thing to eat is Cheetos and Kit Kats and Snickers bars. So what do you do in a situation like that? What do I do in a situation like that? Well, first of all, there's a decent chance that if the party's only a couple of hours long, that you don't really have to eat anything. And if all they have is horrible food that's going to make you weak, it's okay. Just don't eat anything. You're not going to starve. So maybe that's an option. Now, but there's something else that kind of goes with this. You're at a party, and parties are supposed to be fun. And if everyone there is having fun, you don't want to isolate yourself from that group of people that are having fun. So if you're eating healthy all the time and you go to a party and they're having a birthday cake, it's okay to have some cake. If you're at a party and everyone's playing piñata and you knock it down and you get some candy, it's okay to have some candy. So that's fine. And that's what you wrote here, Savannah. You said, should I eat some like everyone else or make this an off day? So that's fine. You can eat some unhealthy food sometimes. That's, you know, you hear in Way of the Warrior Kid, you hear Uncle Jake talking about discipline equals freedom. Well, discipline is what you're doing when you're eating healthy all the time. But when you're disciplined all the time, guess what? Sometimes you can use the freedom that you earned because you've been eating healthy, and that means you can have a piece of pizza or you can have a piece of birthday cake. It's okay. And the only thing I'll say is, don't go crazy with it. Doesn't mean you have 9 Snickers bars. Just have some, all right? But it's important to have fun at parties. Don't isolate yourself, and it's okay to take a day off sometimes. And then the next question comes from Ella, who is 9 years old and comes from Rhode Island, which, if you didn't know this, Rhode Island is not an island. So the question is, how come some people are lazy and won't eat good food and exercise? Well, Ella, I bet you actually already know the answer to that question. Some people are lazy and won't eat good food and won't exercise because working out and exercising and being healthy and being active is hard to do. It's hard to do. And there's a whole reason behind this. And you're going to hear this throughout your life. And that is that people usually do something called taking the path of least resistance. And what that means is, it's like what water does. When water goes down a hill, it just goes the easiest way that it can possibly go. And that's kind of what people do too. People kind of want to do what is easy. But there's a problem with that. And the problem is that easy path oftentimes leads to being unhealthy, to being weak, and to being unhappy. So that is why, Ella, that is why we take the hard path, the discipline path. And if you can encourage other people, they can see what your life is like, they can see the results that you get, they can see that you have fun with your exercise and that you're in good shape, you'll inspire other people to get on the path with you. So you stay on the path. Don't worry too much about other people. try and inspire them if you can, but don't hold it against them. Sometimes people look down on people and they think, oh, you're lazy. You know, just like in Mark's mission, think about what that person's life. Maybe they don't have the opportunity that you have to exercise. So try and see things from their perspective, from their life. And don't look down on people. Try and encourage them instead. And the next question is from Jack, who's 7 years old. And Jack is from Connecticut. And his question is, Uncle Jake, is it okay to have dessert every night? Well, Jack, I would say no, it is not okay to have dessert every single night. And I'll tell you why. First of all, because we know dessert is not really that healthy. But I think there's an even more important reason. If you have dessert every single night, then guess what? Dessert really isn't that special anymore. And that means if you eat ice cream every single night, ice cream doesn't really taste as delicious as it should because you eat it all the time. So instead of having dessert every single night, just have dessert 2 nights a week. How's that sound? Give it a try. All right, the next question is from Izzy, who's from Louisiana and is 9 years old. And Izzy says, I have cystic fibrosis. It makes it harder for me to breathe and digest food. What's a good exercise routine for me? Okay, Izzy. So I did a little reading on cystic fibrosis, and it turns out that exercise is good even when you have cystic fibrosis. And so then what you want to do is check with your parents and check with your doctor. And then I want you to do the same thing that I tell everyone to do when they're sick or they're injured or they're tired. And that is this: do what you can. Do what you can. That's what I do too. When I have an injury or I'm not feeling good, I do what I can. So let's say right now, maybe you want to run a mile, but you can't quite run a mile yet because it's hard for you to breathe during that mile. So guess what? Maybe then you do what you can, and maybe that means you run a quarter mile, and that's fine. Maybe you can't do a pull-up right now because you haven't worked out hard, because it's hard for you to breathe. Okay, well, instead of doing a pull-up, do a bar hang where you just get up on the bar and hang on as long as you can. Maybe you can't do a jump squat right now because you get out of breath too quick. That's okay. Start off, just do some lunges instead. So that's the key, I think, Izzy, with whatever's going on in your life, is you always just do what you can. And again, you got to make sure that your parents and your doctor say that it's okay. But once they do, once they figure out what you can do, then go do what you can. And the last question is from Joshua. And Joshua is 5 years old, and he is from Sydney, Australia. And his message says, Uncle Jake, when my dad holds me, I can do 5 pull-ups. I can't do any without him holding me. How can I get to doing them by myself? Okay, so this is kind of the same thing that happens to Mark in Way of the Warrior Kid. So what you want to do is you want to start off by doing something called negatives. And what that is you're going to have your dad lift you up so your chin is over the bar, and then you're going to come down as slow as you can. And then he's going to push you up there again so your chin is over the bar, and then come down as slow as you can. You're actually trying to stop from coming down at all, but you won't be able to because gravity is going to pull you down. So then you just do that again and again. And if you do some of those every day, eventually you will start doing a pull-up on your own. And then once you can do a pull-up on your own, then you can do a pull-up, and then you can do that negative by yourself. And then maybe you still need some help from your dad on some of those pull-ups, but that's what you do. You keep doing them. Do those negatives and keep working, and you will get there. And that is all the questions we have for this week. But I wanted to read a quick story that was written by Uncle Jake about when Uncle Jake was a kid and how he learned something about life. So here is a story from Uncle Jake. When I was a kid, in school, we had to learn to spell a bunch of different words. We would have to learn 10 new words a week. Words like accidentally, and demonstrate, and pollution, and spaghetti. And by the way, there is an H in spaghetti. And some of the words were pretty tricky, but I studied them. First, I would copy them 5 times each. Then I would try to write them down without looking at them, and I would keep writing down all 10 words over and over again until I could spell them all right without a single mistake. And this system worked pretty good. I only missed one word on the quizzes in all the weeks leading up to Christmas break, and that word was resources. I spelled resources with an S instead of a C. And I got that one wrong, but all the other words I spelled right. And it was hundreds of words, and I felt great. I was very proud of my spelling. But just before Christmas break, the teacher told us that there was going to be a test on all the words we had learned. And you know what? That was fine with me. I thought to myself, I know how to spell these words. I already proved that. So while some of the other kids, and some of the other kids who had misspelled a bunch of words on the quizzes, while they studied, I relaxed. I drew pictures and I played games and I did not study at all. After all, I thought to myself, why did I need to? I already knew everything. And some of the other kids even asked me if I would help them study, but I didn't really feel like it. So I told them that I didn't really need to study since I already knew the words. And that went on for 2 weeks. The other kids prepared and studied for the test, and I just kind of played around. And then test day came. And the first words were easy. Words like secret and fact and bridge. But then the words started to get harder. And I started to forget how it was that I spelled some of them. After all, some of the words I hadn't seen in months. Words like applaud. Is there an O in there somewhere? Isn't there a C in descendant somewhere? But where does it go? And what about the word measles? Is there a Z in measles or is it an S? I couldn't remember. And what about the word vacuum? I knew there was something weird about the spelling of the word vacuum, but I just couldn't remember what it was that was weird. I can tell you what it is now. There's actually 2 U's in a row in vacuum. It's V-A-C-U-U-M. That's weird. And I didn't remember that. And that is the way the spelling test went. I forgot a bunch of little spelling tricks on little tricky words. And I did not get a good grade on the test. In fact, I only got 74% right. And some of the other kids got much better grades than I did. And when I got the test back, I was sad. But luckily, I learned something. I learned to always prepare. I learned to always review. I learned not to be overconfident. I learned that skills are perishable. And perishable is one of the words that was actually on that test. And sometimes it relates to food. A perishable food is a type of food that rots or goes bad after a while, like milk or like apples. If you don't use them, they get rotten. And it's the same thing with our memory. If we don't use it, it goes rotten. That's the way that our minds work. So don't let your minds rot. Use your mind. Use your brain. Take every chance you can to study, read, and learn. And don't let your memory or your brain turn into rot. And that's all we have for the Warrior Kid podcast this time. And if you want to get one of the Warrior Kid books, you can get them at warriorkid.com. And you can also get Mikey and the Dragons there or from amazon.com. And if you want a Warrior Kid t-shirt or a Warrior Kid jiu-jitsu rash guard, you can get them from jockostore.com. And if for jiu-jitsu you need a gi, you can get one from Origin Maine, originmaine.com. And that's also where you can get Warrior Kid Mulk, which is good for you. It tastes good. And it's almost like a dessert that you can have every night. And also, if you want a Warrior Kid picture for your wall, you can get one from flipsidecanvas.com. And that's it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading the books, and remember what Uncle Jake learned from that test, and that is, use your brain, use your mind, use them every day so that they don't rot. Now go out there and train hard, study hard, work hard, get after it, and be a warrior kid.